Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me. As every Monday, we talk about a special topic in astrology to help you understand more about your energy and perhaps what you are experiencing at this time. In today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about your natal Jupiter and what Jupiter is bringing forward for you to enjoy, how you're here to naturally grow and expand, what gives you confidence, what you can work with easily, and what makes your journey more abundant and easier. I always think of Jupiter as one of our karmic gifts, the areas of our energy where we feel things in a positive, uplifting way. We have support, we have ease. This is actually one of the best energies you can focus on when you're having a bad day. You get to know your natal Jupiter, and it shows you what you enjoy, what you want to focus on, and what can bring you pleasure, as well as what will feel good. So we're going to journey through all 12 astrological signs as I continue this series of topics on your natal planetary placements and what each planet means throughout the 12 zodiac signs. You can catch up on this full series on a YouTube playlist. It's called Learning More About Your Astrology Chart. And so far, we have talked about your Moon, your Mercury, your Venus, your Mars, your South Node, and your North Node. So now we will talk about Jupiter. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and it is associated with what we learn, how we grow, and what we expand. It is your belief systems. It's where you have accumulated energies, accumulated knowledge. It's what feels good to you, and it also reveals more of how you're here at a soul level to feel loved and supported in this lifetime. So we're going to talk about all 12 astrological signs. And then what you want to do is also look at the house placement of Jupiter, where you will see this energy come alive. The 12 houses of the zodiac are the 12 areas of life that are covered in an astrology chart. And this is where the energy will show up easiest for you. Now, Jupiter can also be the planet of exaggeration. It's where you can have too much of a good thing, where you can go overboard. It's where you can overindulge, where you don't have limits, perhaps, depends on the astrological sign. And it also is where you can be too much. Your energy can be too much for other people or too much for yourself. So the thing about Jupiter is that it can be too much of a good thing until you learn to work with it responsibly. And it's very interesting how Jupiter is the big, buoyant, positive, uplifting energy, and it's right next to Saturn in our solar system, which brings us back down to Earth. And Saturn is the energy that grounds us, that gives us a reality check. So we'll talk about Saturn next. I'll go through all 12 astrological signs of Saturn. But it's a good thing to look at in yourself is that which energy is stronger for you? Do you have a very strong Jupiter? And if so, how is it talking to your natal Saturn? Because these two can form a healthy relationship when they understand one another and they know what each other brings to the table. So we will focus on Jupiter here. And without further ado, let's talk about Jupiter in Aries. With Jupiter being the planet of exaggeration and expansion, in Aries, you have the ability to really tap into your sense of self, personal development, your body, and what brings you confidence. This is the energy of inspiration and looking at where you're motivated, what gives you energy, what gives you life, and gives you that sense of, I want this, I'm going to go for this, this really feels like me. Jupiter in Aries is where you're here to really understand more of who you are, to feel courageous, but also to be aware of any of those side effects of Aries, which can be impatience or impulsiveness, as well as anger and strong reactions. So Jupiter in Aries really wants to have a sense of self that's healthy, where the ego is healthy, that sense of who you are is healthy, and it could be throughout your life, it feels really good to continually get to know who you are, When you're having a bad day, you go to understanding more of who you are. Maybe you look at more areas of your astrology chart. You look at your self-development. You look at what speaks to you personally. And this will naturally fire up your Jupiter in Aries and give you an uplifting energy and remind you of the fact that you are a unique soul, a unique individual, and that part of your journey in this lifetime is to continually stay open to these new parts of yourself that are emerging. If you have Jupiter in Taurus, then perhaps you really feel in touch with the earth, with nature, plants, flowers, wildlife. You really want to be a part of the natural harmony of life on this planet. Jupiter in Taurus brings about abundance through your resources, through what you have accumulated, what you've earned, how you invest. This can be beneficial for money. This can be beneficial for anything artistic or something that supports your creativity. This is the energy, too, of looking at what you buy, what you own, ensuring that it gives you joy. Jupiter in Taurus also wants to feel peace and grounded. So it could be very positive for you to have some way of expressing this part of yourself where you enjoy being with anything that accentuates the five senses. Taurus is a very sensual energy and it really wants to be in touch and be in harmony with its environment. So it would be important to ensure that you're really aware of what you need to feel grounded on a daily basis. And what makes life more beautiful? What makes life feel really good to you? Now, because Jupiter in Taurus is also about what you buy, you could have a desire to go on many shopping sprees. You alone could be giving all your money to Amazon regularly. There could be a lot of overspending. You could feel like you'll always be supported financially, and you could, in fact, have good support and good luck with money. But you want to make sure that it is something you're using responsibly and that you're not overindulging. This can be true for eating, for anything that brings you a lot of joy in the moment. You want to ensure that you are spending your money wisely or that you are investing it wisely. And you also want to make sure that you're not overindulging on any of those sensual pleasures, even though they could feel really good in the moment. Jupiter in Gemini is a very active, busy energy. This is where you can feel naturally invigorated in speaking and talking, socializing, conversations. Jupiter in Gemini tends to have a lot of ideas, wants to express them, and also has a need for a lot of stimuli. So the very active mind here can take over, and you'll want to be aware of how this creates any anxiety or how this affects your nervous system. You want a healthy way to move the energy. So anything that's good with speaking, writing, self-expression, anything that really helps you get things out of your head are going to help you feel in the flow with this energy. Now, Jupiter in Gemini can be very busy and want to travel a lot. It wants to be on the move, exploring, looking at things around them, and ultimately learning what this is or what that is. This is a very curious energy. So Jupiter in Gemini is very active. It can be a busybody. It can be a little bit flaky or restless. So you want to ensure that you are in control of the mind and of the mouth and that you're not overdoing it too much. This is where you want to have a healthy way of expressing all your ideas, of having really good communication styles. And in fact, you could be very well gifted in speaking, learning, understanding, teaching. Gemini is very smart, and so you need a way to focus your intellect to really understand something, and then you move on to the next thing. Gemini is about the short bursts of energies that we have, and so you could have these short-term projects that are really satisfying, for example. Or you could be really great at connecting with other people and really wanting to have some regular interactions. It's a social butterfly. But again, make sure that you are in control of this energy, that it's not too much for other people, and that you are in control of your mind and to not allow that to overwhelm you. Jupiter in Cancer is very loving, kind, and compassionate. This is a big feeler, a lot of heart, the desire to help other people. Jupiter in Cancer is a wonderful caregiver. It's wonderful at being there for friends, at being a mother figure, or even the one who knows how to support other people in any capacity. Jupiter in Cancer really wants to connect at that emotional level. This is where you can develop a really strong connection with what's in your heart and what feels good. This is where you can enjoy things in life that are cozy and comfortable, that feel like home. And in fact, your home is going to be very important to you. Anywhere that you can go and nest, anywhere that you can go and feel safe and cuddle up and feel really good, this is very important to you, to have that home base and also to develop a sense of safety within yourself, to be aware of your emotional process, to be aware of your emotional needs, and to have relationships with people who also understand you. Jupiter in Cancer can be very sensitive, and it can be emotional. One thing to keep in mind with Jupiter in Cancer is to look at how those emotions express themselves. Because Jupiter can be overindulging, this is where you can actually go into, say, emotional eating or something that you use to soothe the strong emotions or the strong feelings that are coming up. So be very aware of what you're doing, of what you're putting into practice that is actually supporting your emotional world. And look at how you can develop healthy habits that are good for you, that feel strong, and that remind you that you are in charge of your own space and you are in charge of creating safety within yourself. Jupiter in Leo is really about the self-expression and the desire to develop your courage and to be yourself in the world. This is where you're really needing something artistic or creative. This is the energy of what feels like you and how to follow that. Jupiter in Leo has leadership skills. It has a lot of strength and pride, and it's really here to understand this is who I am in a world of billions of people. So the Jupiter in Leo energy really wants to shine and develop itself, develop its courage to be yourself, develop what is uniquely you, and you could have opportunities throughout your life where you're naturally here to be seen. You're on a stage, you're receiving applause, you're being noticed or recognized. This is the part of you that can feel very strong and have a lot of strength in. I feel it as that solar plexus energy, but also that desire to be in charge of something that really calls to you. Now, Jupiter in Leo also has to be aware of the ego, the healthy ego versus the false ego, having too much pride or being too self-involved, to remember that even when you're on a stage, the audience is a participant and the audience matters, to ensure that whatever you're creating and sharing, it's part of the circle of energy and the circle of life where it goes back out and you don't cling to it. You don't try to grasp it too hard or too tight. Jupiter in Leo tends to have a really good eye for color, design, anything that makes a space really bright and beautiful. And that space can be any space, not simply a physical space, but it's what you bring to the table that's different and that allows you to feel really good about your unique spark. So Jupiter in Leo has a lot of self-expression and needs a healthy outlet for that, and also needs to honor yourself and that this is simply a part of your experience in this lifetime, and that it's an area of life also that can be very playful. Jupiter in Leo can also be related to children, can be related to your desire to try something new or to take a risk. And you might naturally have that ability to go for it, to step forward and to try something new. Jupiter in Virgo is here to really improve self, improve your life, to look at where you are able to heal, to develop a strong relationship with the body, and to work with your daily routines in an inspired manner. Jupiter in Virgo is about staying open to new solutions, new possibilities, new potentials, and to feel inspired by your ability to make something better. And this can be really important for any kind of healing work, also anything with the body. So there can be a very strong relationship with the physical self, whether that's through something like yoga, a daily practice, a daily devotion, or anything that feels good to you in terms of how you live your life on a daily basis. This can be where you have daily routines such as your health, nutrition, grooming, physical practices that feel really good to you, that are truly a part of who you are and what you want to experience in this lifetime. There's also the desire to support other people and to look at, well, this works for me, so how can I help other people with this area of their life? Virgo is where we are here to be of service, where we contribute something to the bigger picture, to the whole. And I actually always think of Virgo as the energy of what I want to add to a conversation or what I want to add to a process or a system that supports what is being developed, that improves it. So here we have the energy of someone who can really look at where life improvements can happen, such as being a life coach, a nutritionist, someone who helps people organize their lives to get clearer on their priorities, who really has that ability to not only take care of themselves, but to champion others. So Jupiter in Virgo often wants practical results, wants to see something tangible, wants to contribute to something in a realistic manner. And Jupiter in Virgo will feel good about itself as it makes these improvements and as it makes healthy steps forward. Now, this is an energy too where you have to be aware of being too perfectionistic, whether that's on yourself or others or both. You have to be aware of what you're motivated by. Are you motivated to make improvements or are you motivated by guilt? Are you motivated by worry? Is there a deeper concern that's operating? Jupiter in Virgo needs to know that it's okay to take life as it comes, to not overthink it, to not overmanage or micromanage excessively. And this is the expression of energy that just wants to see that there are results to your efforts. And so that could be an area of life that really motivates you and excites you. Jupiter in Libra is the energy of socializing and connecting with others. This is where you are gifted with conversation, objectivity, diplomacy, beauty. This is where you feel good when you're around other people who are sharing something with you, where there is either a partnership or some form of cooperation and the energy is giving and receiving. This is where you could experience wonderful developments in partnerships and relationships. Libra is also about clients and customers and people that you work with. So you could be naturally gifted at working with people. Jupiter in Libra loves sharing in any form and also will look to do something with another person. You will maybe naturally gravitate towards partnership experiences, whether that is working out with a friend or meeting with others after work or even doing projects together. There's all this desire to be in partnership with other people, and that actually makes your energy come alive. Jupiter in Libra can bring people to you where you just know a lot of people, you've met a lot of people, and that's something that is a gift for you in this lifetime where you can have a lot of contacts. Jupiter in Libra can also accentuate beauty and style, where you want to be fashionable. Perhaps you really like shopping. You really enjoy doing anything that supports your appearance and how you feel good about yourself. On the other hand, because Jupiter can overextend itself, in Libra, you want to be aware of what kinds of relationships are really worth your time, what kinds of people are really correct for you, even if you know a lot of people, you can't do everything for everyone. So you have to ensure that your needs are not lost in these relationships, that you aren't surrendering or giving up too much of yourself for someone else's needs. And this is true in all romantic relationships, as well as in friendships and personal connections of all kinds. Jupiter in Libra also has to be aware of how it's spending its money and how much shopping you're involved in, as well as where money goes towards your appearance and any grooming or beauty habits. There can be a desire to overindulge in these types of services. And so just keep an eye out for that, because there is that need to really feel pretty. It's like this need to present oneself in the best possible way, which is a wonderful, wonderful energy to share. But as with everything, it's ensuring that it doesn't go too far and that you're not trying to do too much for other people. Jupiter in Scorpio is being gifted with the deep dive of energy, perhaps feeling psychic, feeling like you're really tuned in. You have gifts of intuition and connecting with energy in a very deep way. This can show up as being a wonderful therapist or counselor, like you naturally understand people. And it could be throughout your life, you're really interested in going deeper into the psyche of yourself or of another person. You really want to understand what's going on under the surface. And that Scorpio energy is the detective. It's the investigator that wants to know more. So Jupiter in Scorpio is very inquisitive and very emotional. You can feel things in a big way. You can feel them very deeply as well. So part of your journey is learning how to manage all these energies that you're feeling. It's also looking at how you can work with them in a very conscious way to discern what is your energy and what is not. Now, Jupiter in Scorpio is also where we share resources with other people. And it could be that throughout your life, you simply are supported by other people's resources. You receive gifts, you receive donations, you need support when you want to make a big purchase. Other people's assets can be of benefit to you. So this can be part of your karmic reckoning, where in a previous life, perhaps you supported them, and now in this lifetime, they're supporting you. Jupiter in Scorpio is where you're also here to be very aware of how you share with other people, how you share your energy responsibly, because you like intimacy. You want to be open. You want to be vulnerable. You want to be sexual. And it's looking at when that's appropriate and when that's not, when that is the right time in a relationship, or when perhaps you're moving things along too quickly. And that's because you simply like to dive into the deep end and get to some of that good stuff under the surface. However, not everybody wants to go there. So part of what you're managing is how you use your energy and how you connect with people in a healthy way, emotionally healthy, sexually healthy, financially healthy, and how that is something that you are in control of. You also want to be aware of power dynamics and ensuring that you're not giving your power away, and conversely, that you're not the one who's trying to exert your power or control over other people. Jupiter in Scorpio can be very intuitive and very aware of others and their desires, and you have the gifts in this lifetime to use that energy and that understanding to your advantage. Jupiter in Sagittarius is where Jupiter is in its home sign. And this is the energy of exploring, adventure, travel, independence, and being on the go. Jupiter in Sagittarius wants to learn more, wants to understand more, and often goes to the bigger overarching principles of life to understand yourself more. This is where you could feel like you're on a never-ending voyage or a never-ending journey of understanding what matters, what do you believe, what calls to you. This is a very inspired and positive energy where you can feel that on a daily basis you're motivated, you're ready for today's adventures, and that you want to be free. There can be an energy here of not wanting to be tied down and really needing your space. Now, because Jupiter in Sagittarius can over-exaggerate, you really have to be aware of where you spend your energy of if you're being too reckless or restless, of where you are never committing or you're never really understanding something, where you don't go into it deep enough or you don't really understand something and why it's happening or why it's occurring in your life. Jupiter in Sagittarius can be flaky and flighty, so you want to ensure that your energy is being directed in a responsible manner. And you also want to ensure that you're using it to stay inspired, to know that there's always more to explore and more to understand in the world. Jupiter in Sagittarius needs to be on the move, and if that isn't happening physically, then it's happening mentally. Or there could be big dreams or big visions, big desires, and you could feel really inspired about what's possible in this lifetime. This is where you could have various experiences with different cultures, languages, countries, belief systems, religions, philosophy. This is where you want to get the bigger picture understanding of something, someone, or simply you're just open to life. You're always open to learning more. With Jupiter in Sagittarius, you do want to be very aware of your opinions and your righteousness, how that comes across to other people, where you really place an emphasis on what you believe or what you think is correct, and understand how the world is filled with multiple viewpoints, unlimited opinions, and so many ways to experience life. And so as long as you're open to that, it's going to help you manage this energy. It's going to help you stay in the flow of what you're here to experience. And you could feel those gifts show up through Jupiter, the gifts of travel, the gifts of education, the gifts of inspiration. So this is often a very blessed position for Jupiter. But as with all of the astrological signs, you do want to manage it responsibly so that it's not too much. Jupiter in Capricorn is where you have a desire to create something tangible in this lifetime. There is ambition. There is a desire to achieve a goal, whether that's through business or work or through any area of life, depending on the placement of Jupiter in Capricorn in your chart. This is where you really want to make an impression on the world. There's things that you take seriously and that you are supported in your achievements. You're supported in what you want to do. Perhaps it's something in a public way. Perhaps it's something that you want to receive recognition for. Jupiter in Capricorn is really here to work hard. It will put in the time, energy, and effort for those long-term results. And as a result, Jupiter in Capricorn often receives that recognition later in life. This is the energy of feeling like you've lived a good life and that later on in life, say around retirement, you might feel like you have the best is yet to come. And that's because Capricorn can experience delayed satisfaction, where maybe you've had to work really hard at something, and once that is achieved, you move into this different threshold of experiences that reward you. For example, when you have your children leaving home and you have an empty nest and you can finally do what you've always wanted to do. It is associated with retirement. It's associated with what you've achieved in a career. And it means that you also have karmic blessings coming through based on your work through multiple lifetimes. So Jupiter in Capricorn usually has to earn something, but there can be an enjoyment of doing the work. There can be a sense of commitment and a sense of integrity and self-respect through the process. And then later in life, or especially during every Jupiter return, you experience something that confirms what you have built, what you have developed, what you have put time, energy, and effort into. So Jupiter in Capricorn takes life seriously, takes its time seriously, and that's where you see the rewards. That's where you see the payoffs, and this can also be part of your soul's journey in this lifetime. Jupiter in Aquarius is all about people, groups, networks, connecting with many people of different types of backgrounds, nationalities, cultures. It's really looking at the bigger picture of life, the bigger picture of humanity. And Jupiter in Aquarius can be very inspiring. A lot of ideas, big visions, and a need to connect and contribute in some way. Jupiter in Aquarius is where we have a lot that we want to share, and we want to share in other people's experiences. So there could be a desire to belong somewhere. There could be a desire to connect. There can also be a lot of creative ideas pulsing through, things that you pick up as you're out in the world or as you're talking with people. This can be the energy of someone who really sees the bigger picture principles or the bigger picture ideals. Jupiter in Aquarius can also be ahead of its time. It can be avant-garde, fashion forward, very aware of the next trends, of what's coming, ahead of the pack. And it's often a very uplifting energy, but there can be a lot of mental pressure. Too many ideas, too many thoughts, too much happening in the mind, and what do you do with all that? So Jupiter in Aquarius needs to have an outlet for self-expression and ideas, needs to have a way to talk it through, release the pressure, and get it out so that it doesn't feel like there's too much stuck in the mental container. Socializing, connecting with people in groups, all of that comes easily to Jupiter in Aquarius, where you're okay working with many different types of energies in many different formats. Aquarius is also about technology, engineering, space, again, anything that takes people forward. So you are gifted with visions, and as those visions come in, they're going to show you more about how you can live your life and what's going to be very satisfying for you. With this placement, you want to ensure that you're not overcommitting, that you're not doing too much for other people, that you're not being bogged down by too many ideas that don't go anywhere. So this is where you want to ensure that there are clear commitments that you're making and that your mental space has a way of moving energy, talking it out, writing it out, doing something where you aren't trapped in your head too much. And then we have Jupiter in Pisces, and this is a very loving, intuitive energy. This is the dreamer. This is where you enjoy doing anything that uplifts you, that's creative, that allows you to go into other places. Pisces is about fantasy, escapism, what brings you joy, and what helps you feel that your spiritual self is growing. Jupiter in Pisces is very soft. It can even be a little bit too tender, and you may even feel really good about being alone, being in your own environment and having your private time. Jupiter in Pisces, however, is gifted with what feels good in life, what brings you a sense of joy simply by experiencing it. And this could be through music, art, creativity, anything that allows you to voyage into other lands. This is the world of entertainment, where you create other worlds, you create other stories that feel really good to you. This is an energy that's motivated by how something feels, and that's where you will intuitively tap in to what is correct for you. You do have to be aware of unhealthy escapism, unhealthy addictions, unhealthy areas of life where you aren't able to deal with reality. But when this is well managed and when you understand these parts of yourself, then you can redirect it. And in fact, you could understand what you need every day to balance life. Meaning if you're working a 9-to-5 job, you know that every evening at 8 o'clock, there's something you need to do that gets your mind out of the way, that allows you to go into this space that just feels open, free, inspired, and allows you to decompress. Jupiter in Pisces is also where you may feel really motivated to do more of your spiritual work, to tap into more of your spiritual gifts or tools, to look at how you can develop your intuition and trust yourself. And also perhaps what is coming through for you in your dreams could be very important in your life. This could be something that you tap into, whether it's lucid dreaming or astral travel, or just feeling very strong dreams upon awakening. You can really be tapped into other dimensions and other realms. And as you learn to work with that and to receive those messages, they could add a lot to your life and help you navigate your world even better. So that is a quick rundown of all 12 astrological signs expressing themselves with Jupiter energy. Keep in mind that there's always more to say, there's always more to discover about every astrological sign and every planet, but I hope this is a good overview of the energies and perhaps what you've experienced so far. It's important to note that Jupiter travels in 12-year cycles, meaning every 12 years we all have what's called a Jupiter return, and that's when Jupiter returns to where it was at your time and date of birth. So at the ages of 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, 72, 84, 96, you have a Jupiter return. And this is where the energies show up and bring forward more of Jupiter's gifts, where there are blessings, things happen easily. There is an abundance of this energy that supports you. And oftentimes this is exactly what you need, especially when there are other bigger and perhaps more challenging transits occurring in your life. The Jupiter blessings can make life easier, remind you that you're supported, show you how the universe is supporting you. And it gives you an optimism. It gives you a sense of, I can do this. Again, it helps with your confidence and even with what you want to manifest next. So Jupiter is often known as the benevolent planet that's here to support our journeys. And when we tap into this energy and we use it wisely, we're really able to make the most of it. We're able to use it responsibly and be aware of what's coming up for us to manage as well. So I hope this has given you some good insights into your natal Jupiter, and I am grateful for your time, energy, and attention with this podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back every Wednesday and Monday for another podcast episode, and be sure to check out my playlists on YouTube, where you can find even more videos about all types of astrology topics, but more specifically, the playlist that goes into learning more about your astrology chart can help you dive in to these specific energies in your chart. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over on my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. I am the author of 10 books, and a number of them are audiobooks if you also want to listen along to those stories. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you back here very soon. I hope you have a blessed day ahead.